Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. And what can I say? Welcome to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and I really appreciate you joining me this morning for the next 15 minutes of, let's see, Hollywood Gossip, Top 10 Box Office Movies this weekend, In the Moment segment, Doggy Town, and, of course, information about our Coffee Chatter Suck It To Me drive. So, and also, you know, we always have our movies this Monday morning. And what can I say? You know the slogan, grab yourself your favorite cup of Java and sit back and relax, because here we go. First of all, if you are in L.A. County, did you catch a little rain maybe this weekend or late last night? You know, 405 had rain yesterday, a little bit of the 14 had rain. Down in Hollywood had some drizzle in the parts that I was in. I don't know what time or where you were, if you were in L.A. County, or in Los Angeles. There was a little drizzle, so I guess the rain is good. The Antelope Valley had some rain, so that is great. Not too much rain, but just enough to get the flowers to have a nice little smile on their face. And, you know, I saw some little birds flapping around and some puddles out there. So that was all good. All right. Did you get your movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. The number one movie out this weekend was The Martian. That one alone made over $55 million. Now, remember, all these amounts are just an estimation. If I'm wrong, I apologize. If I'm right, yay! So, you know, hopefully that I'm in the ballpark somewhere. So remember, it's allegedly an estimation. All right, let's see. Number two, Hotel Transylvania 2. Last week, this movie was number one. This week, it was number two. Made, over $33 million. Not bad at all. Number three, this one was Sicario. Now, let me tell you about this movie. Strange little movie here. Last week, it was three. This week, it was 10. Made over $12 million. That's a huge jump for this movie. Huge jump. Number four, The Intern. Movie was four this week. Number two, it was number two. That one made over $11.5 million. Number five, Maze Runner. The Scorch Trials, that one made just about $8 million. Number six, Black Mass, that one made just about $6 million. Number seven, Everest 2015, was four last week, made over $5.5 million. Number eight, The Visit, that one made just about $4 million. Number nine, War Room, that one made just about $3 million. And number 10, The Perfect Guy, that one made just about $2,500,000. Not bad at all. So if you saw one of those top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop for this weekend along with the rest of the country in the USA. All right, moving on to some Hollywood gossip. You know, remember when Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman were married? I mean, it was back in the day, of course. Since then, Tom Cruise has married and divorced from, what was her name, Katie something. Oh, you know, the one he jumped up on the couch. What is her last name? I should have written it down, but it's something I knew, now I forgot. But anyway, now that I want to say Katy Perry, that's not right. But anyway, he's divorced. Nicole Kidman went on after she divorced Tom Cruise, and she married country singer, God, I can't think of his name. I'm so on top of my game today. But anyway, they're still married. However, remember they had kids? Well, their daughter, Isabella Cruz, wow, nobody knew, allegedly. She's married. She's all grown up. She's gorgeous, of course. Looks like, you know, a strawberry blonde. But anyway, she is married. Isabella Cruz got married. Allegedly, I guess Tom wasn't there at the wedding. I don't know this for sure. I wasn't there. I'm just reading the fun Hollywood gossip. You know, we like to read all about the stars. And let's face it, if we didn't read about the stars, then they probably wouldn't be stars anyway. So Hollywood gossip right there. Isabella Cruz is married, so congratulations to her. I hope it works, honey, because marriage is hard on anybody, young, old, rich or poor, black or white, rich parents, famous parents, poor parents, non-famous poor parents. Marriage is tough, so I wish you the best of luck right there. But allegedly, Tom Cruise wasn't there, and the gossip is, did he even know about it? I don't know if he knew about it. All right, moving on to the Kardashians. Interesting. Whole family on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine. I think they all look gorgeous. I've never met any of the Kardashians. However, one thing I can say, when you meet people that have met the Kardashians, they always say the same thing, that they're all very, very nice. Kim, Khloe, Kris, the younger ones, they always say very, very nice things about all the Kardashian people, how nice they are. So, you know what? Got to be some truth in there, because you can't meet 100 people and 100 people tell you, yeah, I met them. They're very, very nice. They're lovely. So congratulations to them. If they're on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine, you know, people like them. They're out there, and they do appear to be very, very nice people. So I don't know. I think they're kind of cool. So moving on from that other Hollywood gossip, let's see. Who else do we have? Oh, Honey Boo Boo. It looks like Honey Boo Boo made a video appearance in a movie. I'm sorry, in a video, in a music video. Remember Honey Boo Boo, the adorable little girl that used to have her own show called what else? Honey Boo Boo. Well, she got her fame because, of course, she was in beauty pageants, and she would win the beauty pageants, and she was adorable. Anyway, her show was canceled, and blah blah blah, and now. What can I say? She has a video. People are upset about the video. Well, you know what? Everybody's got to have something to talk about. Moving on to some of the Dugars. Well, Jessica Duger, allegedly. You remember the 19 kids in counting? Or was it 21 kids in counting? Or was it 102 kids in counting? I don't know how many kids the woman had in the end. The show was cute. I did watch it from time to time. However, it was taken off the air. Long drama there. But anyway, Jessica Duger, one of the gorgeous Duga daughters, is saying that, hey, she's okay, you know, despite the nasty, you know, things that happened with the show that was yanked and her allegedly, you know, family's problems with the older son. Allegedly, she's okay, she's doing good, and she's happy. All right, moving on to some other Hollywood gossip here. Well, I thought this was kind of funny. Hollywood has some people, oh, this story is too mean. It's about some of the Hollywood people who are a little stingy with tipping. I'm not even going to give the names. All I'm going to say is I do try to tip decently. However, if the service is not so great, no, I won't leave a tip either. So my whole thing is, I don't know if I should do, I'm not going to do the story about the worst Hollywood tippers out there. Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of people. Well, it's just too mean to do. Allegedly, I'm just not going to do that. It's a lot of stars. It's on the internet. Read it for yourself. That's too mean because, you know, this is a family show. I don't feel like bothering anybody. I don't feel like calling anybody a cheesecake this morning. So I'll just move on to what can I say? Our coffee chatter information. Let me tell you, we have a Socket to Me drive. Okay, our Socket to Me drive is collecting brand new pairs of socks, and we're going to donate these socks to the LA Mission. And then the LA Mission is going to turn these socks over, and they're going to give them to their homeless clients. Because, you know, every year Coffee Chatter has a major drive. Last year we had Project Umbrella, and we collected umbrellas for the LA Mission. Because believe it or not, an umbrella becomes a homeless person's home. And what the LA Mission did was they have a lot of volunteers that need to walk their homeless clients from one building to the next in the rain. And so they even gave some of their volunteers these umbrellas to help. And then once the volunteers got to where they needed to get, then they passed the umbrellas on. So the umbrellas were put to good use to help even transport physically some of the homeless people that needed help. So this year we have our sock drive. We're collecting brand new socks. I know a lot of our listeners are in show business, which is great. I love entertainment. One of our drop-off locations is Paramount Studio, right there, 5555 Melrose Place. Take a brand new pair of socks, drop them off. Just say it's for coffee chatter. If you have any problems, the contact name there is Abdullah Hall. You can drop socks off to him. He would love to have the socks. They will be given to the L.A. Mission. We're going to take a big bunch of socks down there, and our goal is to have 500 pair of brand new socks. Now, you say, oh, I don't want to give a sock. Well, you know what? You can get a pair of socks for a dollar somewhere and donate some socks. So you're right there on the lot. Drop them off to any guard gate. They will make sure that it gets to the right person. Again, the name is Abdullah Hall. He works right there at Paramount. Just drop them off there. We have Culture's Beauty Salon if you're in the Antelope Valley. We have Classic Beauty and Spa if you're down in Inglewood. And we have Knowles and Morgan Realty if you're in Los Angeles. So we have locations all over L.A. County. If you have a large, large supply, just contact us. And our information is at coffeechatter.net. If you go to coffeechatter.com, that's not us. But if you go to coffeechatter.net, you will find all the information about our Socket to Me drive and about Coffee Chatter. If you have any questions or comments, hook us up or give us a call, and we will respond immediately. Again, this is Lynn Burnett. This is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. Thank you for listening. Stay dry this morning, and I will talk to you next Monday morning. Much love and peace. Make it a great day. The choice is up to you. Be nice. Be kind. Be positive. Say something nice. Okay? Hold that door open for that little old lady. Tell somebody they look good and see how good you feel. All right, put a smile on your face when you walk by. All right, I will talk to you next Monday morning, 7:15. Bye-bye.